and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Wednesday, August 24, 2016. The information has been coming in and continues to come in at a pretty fast and furious pace. So we now turn to our expert, Dr. Henry Nyman, for all the latest information.
Okay, well, thank you, Ryan. You're correct that, as we had said yesterday, expected a lot of activity in Florida, and there was one more local, all likelihood, mosquito-borne infection in Palm Beach County. This would be the second infection, local infection in Palm Beach County, and it follows the infection yesterday in Pinellas County. Pinellas County is of interest because it's in the Tampa Bay area, and that's about 250 miles northwest of Miami. It's on the Gulf Coast. And it raises the possibility that the mosquitoes in Florida are widely infected with Zika and causing outbreaks on a daily basis, which in fact are being identified by passive surveillance. These cases apparently are people in Florida who develop symptoms, go to their doctor. The doctor either collects a sample and sends it to the state lab or sends it out for a commercial test. And as the patient is positive, even though they have no recent travel history outside of the state of Florida, these local cases are increasing. That this is officially, this is the 43rd case now of local transmission, and they are not limited to the two outbreaks that are characterized by the Florida Department of Health as active transmission, which are in Wynwood and Miami Beach. Wynwood was actually increased to 27 yesterday, and Miami Beach remains at 5. And the main reason Miami Beach remains at 5 is there have been no samples, not only have there been no samples tested, there have been no samples collected from that outbreak. The lack of collections for Miami Beach is not unique. That unfortunately, that is a pattern that has developed, which is rather glaring, and it's seen by looking at the page of active investigations. The active investigations is updated daily, and when there's a new local outbreak, such as Palm Beach County today, is added as the second Palm Beach County case, and Pinellas was added yesterday. And the table that has active investigations lists the number of samples collected, the number positive, the number negative, and the number pending. And so you get a running tally of how these investigations are going. And unfortunately, several of the investigations really aren't going anywhere. And, there are literally zero samples listed. Even though the case is a local case that is said to be under investigation. The results that were posted yesterday, though, gave a clue as to what may be going on as far as some of these ongoing investigations, and raises the distinct possibility that several of these investigations have already identified additional cases within a cluster, creating a cluster which would create active transmission, but the samples were only determined to be positive by the Florida Department of Health, and they are in the pending column because they are waiting for confirmation from the CDC. That it is what happened with the four positives for Wynwood. And examination of the tables, especially if you've been keeping a running tally of what is listed each day, paints a pretty clear picture. For Wynwood, on August 12th, there were four samples that were in the pending column, and that number four was repeated on each update until yesterday, August 23rd, when the page was updated at 8.05 p.m. It's still not clear why it was updated that late, but it was pretty clear what the update meant. That and they actually spelled it out in the text. They indicated that they had four new cases or new positives in Wynwood, although they were really old cases. These were people that had shown symptoms in mid-July. And if they had shown symptoms in mid-July and samples were not collected until mid-August, then if they tested those samples with a PCR test on the urine, in that time frame, generally the urine test is good for detecting cases that were infected within 2 weeks prior to sample collection. So if they were infected in late July, they would have still been positive in their urine. But if they were collected in, if they were infected in mid-July, by mid-August, the virus would have been cleared and the urine would have undetectable levels. So to confirm that the patients were positive, the Department of Health would have to do an antibody test. They generally do an IgM test, and they do it locally in Florida. And if those tests are positive, then they send them on to Florida to the CDC for confirmation, because the antibody test needs some careful interpretation, because the antibodies could cross-react with both dengue and chikungunya and vice versa. So if they were Zika positive, they would need to compare that to chikungunya and dengue to ensure that the positive data for Zika was not due to cross-reactivity by one of these other two viruses. Now, the likelihood that it would be cross-reactivity is low, because these cases were part of a cluster, and the cluster had already been confirmed to be Zika positive. And in fact, for Wynwood, the initial cases were reported as positive, even though they had not been confirmed by the CDC. So if you recall, the early reports had the two index cases, one from Miami-Dade and the other from Broward County, were both positive for Zika, and that some of the contacts or coworkers were listed as positive, but they were only positive by the local antibody test done by the Florida Department of Health. And they said they were reporting them as positive, but they were had not been officially confirmed by the CDC. They were waiting for that results. Now, reporting them as positive wasn't, you know, that large of a leap of faith, because these were contacts of patients that were Zika positive, and these patients were, in fact, symptomatic. And since they were positive for Zika on the antibody test locally, it's likely that that's because they were infected by Zika and not because they just happened to have been affected somehow from chikungunya or dengue, which are not prevalent in Florida. So the Department of Health felt comfortable in calling those positives with just the Department of Health test and without the CDC test. But for the four cases that were announced yesterday, they withheld calling them positive. Instead, they were listed as pending in the table, and they were in the pending category for 11 days. Then when the CDC test came back and confirmed that indeed they were Zika antibodies, then they were announced last night. At least the table was updated last night at 8.05, and there were no longer any pending cases in the Wynwood investigation, and the four that were pending were now switched over to be positive. Actually, they misrepresented last night. They increased the number to 29, and then they corrected that to 27 today. 27 is the number that's expected because there has been 23 positives. So there are 27 positives in Wynwood. But that explanation of why those samples were in the pending category for 11 days and subsequently switched over to a positive raised questions about similar pending results for other local outbreaks that were being actively investigated. One such outbreak was the first Miami-Dade outbreak that's still under investigation. There was one, the initial case, who was pregnant. That case was closed due to negative results in a large number of contacts. The first case listed in the current table, which would be the earliest case in Miami-Dade after Wynwood, has had two cases pending since August 15th. And so it is getting close to 11 days after those samples were listed as pending, and it is very possible that those two cases that have been sitting there for that time period are awaiting CDC results, which may be released the end of this week or beginning of next week. And then there will be a new area of active transmission, because in addition to the one case that was identified that opened up this investigation, there are now two more cases that may in fact already be positive based upon the Miami Department of Health antibody test, and have not been announced because the CDC has not yet confirmed those cases. The same thing is true for what the Miami Department of Health is calling their Miami-Dade case outbreak number 3. In that case, there were five samples collected on August 15th. One was negative and four were pending. And there was another one added August 17th, so there were five cases that were pending. And those five cases remain pending, leaving open the possibility that there are multiple additional cases for that particular outbreak. And then the same thing has happened with the case that's listed as Miami-Dade investigation number 4, where that began on August 17th, and there were two samples that were pending, and there are three samples that are pending, but one was added on the 24th, and that one's probably pending. So the two that were pending on August 17th apparently are still pending right now, and again, that's been 7 days that they've been in the pending category. So these three different investigations, which have between two and five cases that have been pending for at least a week and closing in on 8 or 9 days now, raise the possibility that very soon, by next week, as long as the CDC doesn't run into delays and confirmations, and these, in fact, are cases that were antibody positive, by the Department of Health, they will be confirmed, and there will be three other areas within Miami-Dade that have active transmission. Now, what's a worry is that in addition to these that have pending cases that have been pending for over a week now, there are several other outbreaks that there have been no samples collected, which includes Miami Beach. Now, as a quick reminder, Miami Beach was actually defined by five cases, three of which were travelers. One was from El Paso, Texas. One was from New Taipei City in Taiwan. And one was from New York. And then there were two cases that were local in Miami. And they all appear to be in South Beach. And in spite of having five cases that apparently were all identified by passive surveillance, that the cases in that returned to Taiwan or Texas were actually announced by Taiwan and Texas before they were announced by Miami Department of Health. Both of those cases were on Miami Beach, in Miami Beach, and developed symptoms, not in Miami, but the day they returned to either Texas or Taiwan. And the Texas Department of Health confirmed the case from El Paso, and the Taiwan CDC confirmed the case in New Taipei City. And it was, and both of those were announced before they were acknowledged by the Miami Department of Health. So that's an example of this passive surveillance that Miami hears about these cases, not Miami, Florida Department of Health hears about these cases because a local doctor had a patient that was symptomatic, and they elected to run the Zika test because they had Zika symptoms, and frankly, they were, you know, in Miami, and they didn't rely upon them going to some country where Zika is actively transmitting, because now it's been acknowledged that Zika is actively transmitting in Florida. And so the fact that there have been no samples collected, or none are listed in the table anyway, and that applies to two other quote-unquote active investigations, leads to the same scenario that was described for the other three active investigations, which is samples are collected well after the fact. They're too late to produce a positive PCR test on the urine. And consequently, if the samples are collected from someone who is symptomatic, they have to do an antibody test, and they don't, based on what happened in Wynwood with the most recent four cases, they're not reporting those four cases as being positive until the CDC confirms them, which is, in this case, 11 days after they showed up on the table as pending cases. So that raises the concern that there are multiple outbreaks in Miami-Dade at this time. The Department of Health actually already knows that they tested positive in their tests, but they are not announcing those tests until the CDC confirms them. And until the CDC confirms that they are Zika positive, they are not being classified as active transmission. So when the Department of Health puts out their press release, they go and say there's only two areas of active transmission, because they haven't acknowledged that these pending cases are in fact positive. And they're basically delaying the reporting of these cases by 2 to 4 weeks after they're actually symptomatic. So that's the current status. The Palm Beach case is just another example that these local cases are widespread. There's two in Palm Beach. There were two in Broward. One of which was linked to Wynwood. There's one in Pinellas County, and there are five outbreaks that are under investigation in Miami-Dade, in addition to Palm Beach County and Wynwood. So the number in addition, there's two cases that were closed because they did test friends or neighbors and came up negative. So the number of examples of individual unrelated cases that are local and are Zika confirmed is now up to double digits. And it suggests that that Zika is widespread in Florida. And it's not limited to Miami-Dade. And it's not even limited to southern Florida, encompassing Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. But it also goes up to the Tampa Bay area and may involve both Pinellas as well as Hillsborough counties. And so the CDC has issued travel warnings to these two areas in Miami, and the Department of Health is trying to reduce the windward from 1 square mile to a half a square mile by testing individuals on the periphery of the 1 mile square. And they've been spending a lot of time testing people that are unlikely to be positive and ignoring the people at the center of Wynwood where they are likely to be positive and ignoring people in Miami Beach where they've already got 5 cases that were passively identified, including 3 cases that were tourists that were out of state, and one was actually out of the country. So the investigations in Florida are highly suspect. It is likely that there are a large number of active areas of transmission. Those active areas have not been defined because the Department of Health has not updated these pending cases. They're waiting on the CDC and simply buying time. And unfortunately, the media doesn't seem to have picked up on this. And the numbers that I'm citing are from the Department of Health's website on their active investigations. And without keeping a tally, it's a little bit tricky because they basically change the page each day, and so you don't see how long these pendings have been pending. But I have posted the tables that go back to when they originally started, and you can see that the 3 outbreaks that I described today, you know, have had these pending cases since August 17th or earlier. And based upon what happened in Wynwood, it's likely that these are cases that have already tested positive in the Zika antibody test in Florida. And as soon as the CDC confirms that the antibody test is indeed positive for Zika, they'll be announced and there'll be these additional clusters. And that kind of wraps up today's update.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Nyman, for the information. Just as a reminder and just a point for clarification for the listeners, all the information that Dr. Nyman cited, it is all publicly available. We don't have access to some secret database with the information. So he's posted all this information on our website, which is recombinomics.co, and it's under the Zika tab and under the Florida category. So go there and you'll find all the information, and he updates this constantly. So, you know, you'll always be up to date if you go there. So thank you, everyone, and have a good day.